Study Hey, Dine Sudas Purim. The Ramah says, Mitzvah Laharbas Pesudas Purim, Ubesudah Achas Yotzim. There's a mitzvah to have a big Suda on Purim, and you Yotze with one Suda. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason the Ramah says that you only need one Suda is as opposed to the opinion which says that you need to eat the 14th at night also, just like you need to do Megillah at night and at day, so to the Suda at night and at day. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is best to have another Suda, to eat something at night. Even though it doesn't have to be a chashav suda, you should still have something at night. Right. The Mechaber says, Sudas Perim Sha'asa Balayla, if you have a suda at night, Lo Yase De Chavasa, you're not Yotze if you have the suda at night. Mikom Makom Gam Balayla, Yitzchok V'Yabrik Sas V'Suda. Again, the Ramah says that there's a mitzvah to have something at night. The Mishnah Berurah says that even when the 14th falls out of Motzei Shabbos, where you already have a big meal for Shalosh Shudas potentially, still you need to eat extra L'Kavod Purim at night. But it's not a real Suda where you have to have a lot. Like the next day, you just have to have something. You should also wear nice clothes, Big Day Shabbos, already from nighttime. Do you have to eat meat during the Sudas Purim? So the Rechashul Chan says, based on the Rambam, that you need to eat meat. Discussion whether chicken counts or not. But you should have meat. The Mishnah Berurah writes that you should have candles at your table, but Rechaim Kanievsky says that nowadays that we have electric lights, we no longer need candles anymore. Siv Beis, Chayv Inish, Levesume Pupuraya, Adelo Yada, Bein Arur Haman, Levarach Mordechai. A person has to drink so much until they don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. The Prima Gadim writes that the Inyan of Sudas Perm, Matanos Avyon, Mishloach Manos, requires Kavana, Lashem Mitzvah. So therefore, you should make sure to do those things before you get drunk and you're not able to have Kavana, Lashem Mitzvah anymore. The Ber Halacha says, this is crazy. Where do we find that Chazal would obligate you to do something which the Nevi'im and the Torah and everybody else says that drinking is so bad? How could we make you get drunk? So the Ber Halacha says, because Onisim, which occurred to the Jews in the time of Achashverosh, were through drinking. Because in the beginning, Vashti, the whole story of Vashti happened because they were drinking, and that's how Esther came into power. And so too, Haman's falling was because of drinking. Therefore, the Chachamim required a person to drink so much so that it would commemorate the Nes. But Mikol Makom, this is only a mitzvah, but it is not ma'akev, but a person should... This is why we find that there's a mitzvah to drink, even though we never find that there's a mitzvah to get drunk anywhere else in the Torah. The Ramah writes, the Eshomrim de'ein tzarech lishtaka kol kach. There are some who say that you don't really need to drink that much. El yishta yosir milimudo, just drink more than you normally do, but yishan and go to sleep. And mitoch shiyashen in the day min aram alamarach Mordechai. And since you're sleeping, you don't know the difference, but it's important to realize that you can't just take a nap. And biyote, you have to take a nap through the drinking. That's what the poskim point out, that the drinking has to cause you to take the nap, not that you stam go to sleep. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Chein roi lasos, to go to sleep based off of your drinking. Echad amar v'echad amame v'vachi chavon libo l'shamayim. Ve'in l'hisanus v'perim v'atan eschalim, you shouldn't fast on Purim. Yesh enogu libo shbigdei Shabbos yomtu v'perim chein nachon. We wear nice clothing. Some people dress up, and the people that follow the Ramah wear nice clothing on Purim. V'nogin lasos sudas Purim l'achar mincha. We do the suda after mincha. V'arvis ispal b'layla, you should daven marv at night. V'mispal mincha tchila bori yom gadol, you should daven mincha during the day before you eat your meal. V'rova suda tzricha liyos bayom, the majority of the meal should be during the day. This is important because a lot of people start their suda like a half hour before shkia or something like that. You shouldn't start that late because most of the meal is supposed to be done. V'lo k'mo sh'nogin l'haskel samach l'erv, v'gar suda hilel tesvav. This is important to keep in mind. You should try and start your suda early enough. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shlah who says that you should do a suda in the morning also. And there are people that do that. So therefore it comes out that at night you're supposed to eat something, and in the morning you're supposed to have a meal, and in the afternoon you're supposed to have a meal. So you end up having three sudas on Purim, just like Shabbos, but obviously the Iker one is going to be in the afternoon.